Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Promise to me, yes, yeah.
I love that jam. That jam gets me up and gets me going this morning. Miss J in the morning, a quick shot, a hot shot, better than espresso in your cup. Today's show is brought to you by all of you guys who are listening. Thank you for those of you who continue to support me. Those are my sponsors. Those are my supporters, my friends, my Twitter boos, my Facebookies, my subbies. All of you guys, I love you so much. Those of you who are continuing to log on to the website, thank you as well. Shout out to everybody who is listening worldwide. It's Miss J in the morning where we OD on positivity. Good morning. I'm feeling good, feeling great. How are you? Got to do a check-in. How are y'all feeling today? You got to own up to your feelings and admit exactly where you are and exactly how you feel. You are not going to feel great all the time. There will be days where you won't feel like doing anything. There will be days where you will be in a bit of a funk. But today you have to make a choice to be positive no matter what your feelings are. There was a quote that I heard in a leadership seminar years ago when it changed my life forever. And the quote is very simple but dynamic. And it says, your feelings are not your facts. Your feelings are not your facts. That's today's focus, is how do you feel? Regardless of how you feel, that is not a fact. Let me give you an example. You can be in a room with a few people and you can feel that the person next to you has a bad attitude. You can feel that the person next to you is ignoring you and should not be sitting there. You can feel that the person sitting next to you is not a people's person and is very introvert because they're not talking to you. But the fact could be that the person is either sick, they're not feeling good themselves, or maybe they have a disability. Your feelings are not your facts. You can feel that you've been disrespected, but that does not mean that the intention or the fact is that you were to be disrespected. Your feelings are not your facts. You can feel that your life is over. You can feel that this is the end. You can feel that you'll never get back up on your feet again, but those are not the facts. That is not a fact of your life. So no matter how you feel, that does not mean it's a fact. Even the opposite in the negative direction, which we won't spend too much time in, you can feel great. You can feel like life's a breeze and everything is going hunky-dory. And the fact of the matter is you can be toe up mentally, physically, and spiritually. So what you need to do, even though you don't feel like it, is OD on positivity every single day. We have the Miss J Challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. You may not feel like getting up in the morning. You may feel that the best choice is to stay in the bed and not do anything all day. But the fact of the matter is, and we all know, that won't change your situation. Your situation will be sitting there right in the bed with you, looking at you and wondering what you're going to do about it. So regardless of how you feel, you got to get up and get moving today. So what are you going to do with this brand new 24 you've been blessed with? You got to go after it. You got to face your fears. You got to make sure that you're doing all that you're supposed to do to go towards, to lean towards, to run towards, to press towards greatness in your life. You may feel that the race is over, and the fact could be that you've only just begun. You can feel that you're in the end. You can feel that you've been left behind, and the fact is you're probably so far ahead that you just don't see anybody else around you. You can feel that you're going to lose everything, and the fact is that you're just getting rid of the old stuff to get to some better things in your life, regardless of how you feel. I'm feeling great, and I'm feeling honored, and I'm feeling blessed that you decided to make a choice to join me right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. And I want to make sure to give a shout-out to those of you who are continuing to log on to iartistradio.com. You can listen to me live at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and download the TuneIn app and listen on demand. How you feel about that? I'm feeling great, y'all. I am featured on a mobile app. That's what's up. I like saying that. And I'm international, baby. So I tell people, Google me. I'm international and featured on a mobile app, and so are you. This is not just my show. This is our show. This is your show. So shout out to those of you who are continuing to spread the word in your neighborhood. When I see about 30, 50, sometimes even 60 people with the same area code calling in. That means you guys are doing your job and spreading the word to say, listen to Ms. J in the morning. So good morning to all of you guys. I'm feeling great, and today's focus got me up and got me going because sometimes I don't feel like it. Honestly, sometimes I want to stay in the bed. I don't want to get up and do Ms. J in the morning. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be real. There have been times I wanted to just stay in the bed, roll over, don't do anything, sleep in, and not get up. But what would that do? Y'all, I get people, there have been times where I had to change the schedule, and people are like, what happened? I need to OD on positivity. You cannot be changing the schedule on me. You can't be missing the show. You can't be playing no rerun. We want to hear you each and every day. So regardless of how I feel, the fact of the matter is I matter, and you matter as well. So thank you so much for continuing to support me. Thank you for motivating me, driving me, and pushing me to OD on positivity. It's not just a one-way street. This is two-way. We are all connected. My blessings are tied up in you, and your blessings are tied up in me. So if it was not for each other, getting up and making a choice to be positive today, we wouldn't be able to be the great people that we are and are becoming. So excited about it. Of course, today's show will feature the ever-so-popular Ms. J area code check-in, where you get your opportunity to rep your city, and I get an opportunity to put a smile on your face. Y'all know how we do it each and every day, Monday through Friday. We love to have a good time. Of course, the best in inspirational music. And today I want to feature a special news story. I really do. Now, we always talk about on the show, you know, striving, persevering, fighting against all odds and all that great stuff. But what happens when you're placed in a situation that has nothing to do with any actions that you took? It had nothing to do with your neglect. It had nothing to do with your ignorance. It had nothing to do with anything about you. Just by somebody else's stupidness, somebody else's neglect, somebody else's desperation, you got thrown, tossed, pressed into a situation. What do you do about it? Well, in Texas, a mother had to face something very serious that most of us fear in life. A mother had to protect her children from a carjacker, and she made a very desperate choice. In Texas, there was a woman who went shopping with her 2-year-old and her 5-year-old, and she gets in her minivan, and to her surprise, there was a man hiding in her back seat. She had left the van unlocked. She put her kids in the car, and when she turned around to the back seat, the man popped up, and he had her at gunpoint. Knife point. And he demanded that she drive to an ATM to give him all of her money. She made a choice to refuse and fought the man. He slashed her a couple of times with a knife. She suffered some severe cuts. But she decided to run the car into the pole. He ended up jumping out of the car, and she ran him over. She fought back. She said that all she was thinking about was her children. She wasn't thinking about hurting the man or killing the man. She just wanted to stop him so he wouldn't hurt anybody else. But you know what? Now she's faced with charges because he's actually in the hospital. It's alleged that he held her at knife point and tried to carjack her. Now, he's innocent until proven guilty, and apparently she's guilty until proven innocent. So how do y'all feel about that situation? I had to share that today because I'm like, oh, no, if it had been me, if it had been Ms. J, yeah, I don't think I would have just hurt the man and put him in the hospital. He is detained until he's released out of the hospital. Some charges have been brought up. He has not been convicted yet. But I'm going to keep an eye on the story because there are situations that we get into that we feel we're doing the best things. We're doing the natural things. We're doing the things that just come natural to us. The first thing that you think about, especially to those parents, is to protect your children. But the law states that that does not give you a right to run a man over. So how do we feel about that in the laws of life? The laws of the land, the laws of God. God, I mean, what do you guys think, those super Christians out there? I know there's a lot of super Christians that probably would have did the same thing she did. I'm telling you, you guys, tell the truth, shame the devil. Most of y'all would not have prayed as a first option in that situation. A man in your car, in your van, with a knife and saying he's going to hurt you and your children, demanding to drive you, him to the ATM to take your money, I think I would have did the same thing. I don't know. Those of you who have been following me for a while, I'm going to post the story on the forum. If you're my Facebook friend, you'll be able to see it. If not, you need to log on to the website, MsJProductions.com, and then become my friend on Facebook. The links are all there on the page that says links, so you'll be able to become my Facebook friend, follow me on Twitter and all that good stuff, even subscribe to my YouTube channel. But regardless of the situation and what your position is, it does not stop you from your blessings. A lot of times when you're in those situations, you don't see anything else but what you're faced with, the choices that you have to make, the situation that you're stuck in. You see all the chaos that's going around you, and you don't see anything else. Sometimes it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but sometimes you don't need to look down or even look forward. Sometimes you need to look up. Sometimes you need to look up. Your focus is on top of that hill. Your focus is up and beyond. Your focus is not down right here. Your focus is up above your head. There's a window, and it's pouring out blessings. So here's my boy Canton Jones, Window, and I dedicate it to all of you right here on Mitch J in the Morning.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head. I see a window over your head. I see a window over your head. Yeah. I see a window over your head. And this for an hour. Depression.
I'm
Watch your head. There's a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. Don't worry about what's going on in your life right now. Don't worry about how you're feeling right now. Don't worry about the situation right now. Just focus on the window over your head pouring out an abundance of blessings. Just because you're going through some strenuous times right now does not mean you're not blessed. Just because you're going through some challenges does not mean you're not favored. You are favored, highly favored. You are blessed. That means you have an upper hand on your situation. You are above it. You are beyond it, and you will make it. Sometimes you got to preach that to yourself. Sometimes you have to remind yourself. You have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you won't hear it from everybody else. You won't hear it from outside parties. You won't hear it from the people in your neighborhood. Sometimes some people just won't say anything to you, mainly because you won't open your mouth and tell them that you're going through a situation. There's a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. Today's focus is, how are you feeling? Your feelings are not your facts, people. No matter how you feel, you will make it. You may feel like it's the end of the world, but that's not true. Good morning to all of you who are just tuning in to Ms. J in the morning. Right here we go, OD on positivity, the Ms. J challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I'm positively, absolutely sure. I am excited and feeling great and feeling good about all of you who have tuned in. It's now time for the Ms. J area code. You who have called in, I got you logged in. Those of you who want to get in on this right now, hurry up, call in, get in where you fit in. Ms. J area code check in right here, right now. Here we go, 209-770-404-510-501-408-181. I'm sorry, 818-702-864-203-678-718-513-313-462-860-602-860-601-334-916-517-310-213-8-517-513. I got you too. Hey, 283, you always call in at the last minute. Got you, boo, no matter how it is. I'm grateful for all of you who have tuned in. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to all my Macs and my PCs. Loving it so, so, so much. Those of you who have any special requests or want to send in any questions, you guys got issues that you need my advice or my guidance or my opinion about something, why don't you go ahead and email me, info@MizJProductions.com. info@MizJProductions.com. There you can, get everything that you need, at least most of what you need. All of my opinions, all of my advice is suggestive. The choice is still up to you. So you may feel that you don't have any answers, but the truth of the matter is you might have some people that's going through the same thing you're going through and have a lot of answers, a lot of suggestions, a lot of situational, I don't know, influence. So I like to share your questions on the show, and those of you who would like to send in your opinion about an issue that I might bring up on the show, you can go ahead and chime in on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also email me in regards to a topic or a situation that I brought up as well. This is a community. We need to communicate in our community. So I love all of y'all. Make sure you log on to the website, midjproductions.com. Sign my guest book. Tell me how you feel, how you're loving the show. Make sure you keep it locked on iartistradio.com. Today's focus is, your feelings are not your facts. I want to always make sure to take the time to encourage somebody. It's not all about me. It's not all about doing a great job. It's not all about the music. Sometimes you need to hear an inspirational word. You need just a little push. You need that little extra something, something, a sign. Some of you guys have been praying, I need a sign. I need a word. I need a sign that this is going to work. This is the right thing. If you're feeling a little stretched, if you're feeling a little stressed, if you're feeling out of your element, if you're feeling that this is too big for you to handle, you are in the exact perfect place you need to be. Life is not about comfort. Life is not about getting everything right. Life is not about feeling like everything is going great. Life is about stretching yourself, developing a testimony or a story to share with somebody else, learning and sacrificing for others so they can make it through. Life is about the journey, all the hills and the peaks and the valleys and all that greatness. Life is about counting your blessings. Life is about getting through everything you're supposed to be through. That's what life is about, making sure that you get over it, making sure you get through it. Sometimes you might have to go under it. That's what life is about. Those of you who are waiting for perfect conditions, waiting for the perfect life, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry to break it to you. Truth hurts sometimes. The truth of the matter is life is not going to be perfect. You're not going to find that perfect, perfect place. Y'all hear the sirens outside? That always happens, y'all. We are live on blogtalkradio.com. Situations happen, y'all. It does. But for those of you who are just waiting for it to be perfect and not have any stress, not have any issues, not have any problems, I'm sorry. It won't happen. If you're living a life where you feel that you don't have any problems, everything's perfect, you don't have any stresses, just wait a little while longer. Some things might happen, but it's not all about what happens to you or what happens through you. It matters about what you do, but what's happening in life. What choices are you making? Not your actions so much, but your reactions to a situation. Are you being a thermometer or a thermostat in life? Let's focus on that, your choice, not your feelings. Your feelings are not your facts. Make sure you're focused on being positive in every situation. Changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for your positive will help push your feelings and your emotions in a great way, in a positive way, and also help you live a longer, healthier, and more happier life. So it's the end of the show, y'all. I know it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. But I look forward to hearing from you guys each and every morning. I'm going to leave you with my favorite song. And gets me going, not just at the top of the week, but at the top of each and every day. It's my girl, Miss Jael Scott. Feeling blessed. You guys are so blessed. Thank you. And I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all, let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, 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 woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes.